So we passed the UI Trust Fund bill to replenish that a couple weeks ago. It was a standalone bill. It's really important. March 14th is a real important date for businesses. They'll be sending their checks in, their tax for that. And so we want to get it done before that. So the House just passed their bill. But what they did is they loaded a frontline workers bill, $1 billion, to broaden that with the UI bill. So now we have conflicting bills. We wanted a single bill. And that's the Constitution says that. And it's still frustrating. So that's kind of playing games. So back to the frontline workers, we did it last year, $250 million. It was agreed on, the money's there, but they couldn't come to agreement on, they wanted to broaden it. So again, it's just frustrating. It should have been done last year, and it didn't get done. And now they've made it more complicated, and they've tied it to the UI bill because they know that that's what we want. And it's just frustrating using businesses and people as pawns to try to manipulate. It's frustrating, but that's kind of what's going on. And we're hoping that we can get it figured out here soon.